88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by Kevin Morby, formerly a local artist because you did live here, but now you've moved out.
Correct. But
coming back to town, playing at the Theater Days Hotel on Wednesday, and has his new album, Oh My God. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So this album, pretty much the first thing you see, obviously, is Oh My God. You then flip it over, you see the track listing, and it's just filled with kind of religious themes throughout the whole thing. So let's kind of go back to the beginning of making the album. What was it that kind of set it in that direction? What was it that kicked off this album as you started writing and recording?
Well, I wrote a song in 2016 called Beautiful Strangers, which I released in 2016, which is, it's kind of a unique situation where it's the first song that I wrote for this album, though it's not on this album. And I decided to release it as a single and make it for charity because that song references a lot of current events and things that were happening at that time in 2016. So I wanted it to be as impactful as possible and get it out as quickly as possible. And in that song, there's a verse where I kind of have this chant or this phrase of, I start singing, Oh My God. And it just, the songs, you know, it's political and it's a lot about current events of what was going on at the time. And Oh My God as a phrase just sort of became how I summed up those times. And it started making its way into a lot of my songs. And suddenly I was just really relating to this phrase, Oh My God. And I was playing that song a lot live, and my audience seemed to really relate to it too. And whenever that would come up, people would kind of chant it in this way. And it's just sort of something that I then ran with. And then it was fun to, you know, kind of follow that down the rabbit hole of religious imagery and kind of build this world around it.
And are you particularly religious at all?
I'm not, which I think is one of those things. It's funny, you know, I could see how someone would obviously could look at this and think it's a religious record. And I also think that if you're a religious person, you could see me making this record. Or if you're a formerly religious person, I think you would have too much interest in this record or something like that. I have friends who grew up Catholic or, you know, going to Catholic schools, and they have no real interest in religion anymore. They've done it, and they grew up being a part of it. And for me, I grew up not really belonging to any religion, but in the Midwest, where it's a sort of very God-fearing place, and it surrounds you everywhere. But though my family and I weren't a part of it, it was just sort of this fascinating thing that was happening around me. I like to compare it to the Wild West. Both those things I was very interested in as a kid, and they both made their way into a lot of my songwriting.
This first song is called Hail Mary. Naomi got married in Flannery, became a dancer in Ben. Got a baby girl, for mama got sick with cancer. In Lady believed in something holy, so much she went to war. Said, I'm not her, you don't know me. Gone somewhere I ain't never been before. I'm still here, weaving it here into cheap gold, a story told. You got a gift, now give it to me. Inhale, Mary. Oh, go long. Hope I never do you wrong. An Aaron flew off the handle, and I went to the funeral. For her I lit many candles. She was beautiful, I knew her. And Pony made lots of money. turned his soul into gold. Said time is funny, mother trusted. Got store cooling by the window. I'm still here, nursing a beer in some cheap bar, and I can't hear. It's all white noise, so take it, boys, and play it, mate. And I cried watching the runners on the sidelines of the marathon. And I dreamt my friend was the winner. And don't you know it, babe, he was. Said I love you, oh my child. How the crowd went dizzy, how the crowd went wild. And you, my friend, you feel like fire. As the speakers boomed, a soft Sinatra. New York, New York, it's us this time. We're all winning, we're alive.
It almost seemed like, you know, in terms of where a lot of this was coming from with the times that we're in, it almost seems like this is the only way you can describe it, is something that religion kind of only describes, that feeling. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I think there's a lot of stuff there's a lot of plane imagery, being on airplanes. And I ended up working on this record a lot on airplanes, listening to demos and finishing songs. And, you know, when you're in an airplane, you're sort of in this perceived kingdom, you know, and that was making its way into my songwriting a lot. When I started writing that in 2016, I remember LA was on fire and the sky was full of ash, and it felt like, you know, how hell is described. And so it was really just using the tools of religious imagery to tell a story.
Yeah, because an airplane can be both a, you know, gorgeous, like you're above the clouds. Mm-hmm. I think I'd seen you talk a little bit about, you know, seeing the beauty of the world around you. And at the same time, you know, I'm originally from the East Coast. I'm mm-hmm. from Boston originally, and I've had plenty of 5-hour flights where I'm like,
exactly.
Oh my God, this is not fun, where exactly. It's just turbulence the whole entire time.
Me too. And I've been doing so much promo for the album, and a lot of people end up telling me that it's the only time they ever pray on an airplane. And I'm the same way. I find myself praying. I think it's, you know, it's just so against human nature to be up that high, and you just find yourself praying. It's a funny situation.
Or even things you can't control, like, oh my God, I hope the person next to me isn't, you know, XYZ, whatever
sure,
thing that bugs
sure.
you on an airplane. Because sure, everybody yeah. has those things.
It's an uncomfortable situation up there
yeah.
in the air.
Yeah. Sam Cohn helped you out with this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How did he become a part of this record? Why did you decide to work with him?
Well, we had done one of my albums before called Singing Saw, and he's a great producer. I feel like we're very good at collaborating. We have like the same goal in mind with music, and we're able to achieve it when we join forces. And I think we can both achieve it on our own too, but it's a little bit more effortlessly done when I think we put our heads together. And he's really good about exploring new territory, and he's never really laughed at any of my ideas, and he's just kind of got a Rolodex of players that he's able to sort of pull from for any given situation. And Yeah, I don't know. He's just really great. He really feels like a songwriting brother or something of mine.
This next song is called Savannah. Savannah looks so pretty today. I gotta go though and be on my way. But I'll be back, honey, that's a fact. With a laugh on my face and a guitar on my back. I make friends almost every single day. We talk a lot, man, 'cause there's a lot to say. But sometimes I let my silence become the conversation. And when there's nothing better, we talk about the weather outside. And I know it seems like screaming, but man, I'm only dreaming in time. Savannah, how's it been so long? But I'm back, babe, with a brand new song. And a stage, a couple dozen who've paid. Most have gone, but you stayed, you stayed. And when there's nothing better, we'd sit and watch the weather outside. And I know it seems like screaming, but man, I'm only dreaming in time. Make it out alive. But here we are now, just two faces in the crowd now. Now. I used to practice what I'd have to say at your funeral, and I had dreams in which you died. But either way, you're an angel now. And you're familiar like blood. And the conversation hangs between us. Nothing better, we talk about the weather outside.
One other part that you have with this album is a companion film, a 30-minute
yeah.
one. How did you come to the decision that you wanted to do that, and how did you get it made?
Well, that's actually a very good product of living back in Kansas City. The director is my friend Chris Good, who's actually doing great right now. He just got his first short into Sundance, and Sundance is now taking that short on tour. It's called Crude Oil. It's very good. And I think Chris will be very successful. But he was doing all my music videos, and once I decided that I wanted him to do all three, it kind of just seemed to make sense for us to keep expanding on that. You know, if we're going to make a visual representation of three songs, why not make it for all of them? And we both live in Kansas City, and the good thing about Kansas City is there's not too much to do there. So you kind of put, your time into creative endeavors. So we just had a lot of fun with it, and we just get random ideas and go out, and we made this really cool sort of surreal film.
This is the last song. It's called Congratulations. 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 You have survived. Oh, you stayed alive. This life is a killer, but oh, what a ride. Just to wake up each morning, just to open your eyes. You got a beautiful body and a beautiful mind. Oh, my baby girl, you're one of a kind. They'll say, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I go down to the station to deliver salutations to the travelers with patience. Oh, congratulations. All this coming and going, oh, it just gets old. I wanna stay here with you in our beautiful home and count all our blessings and count all our friends and pray to God it never comes to an end. And they'll say, dear God, please forgive me. Dear God, please forgive me. Dear God, please forgive me. Congratulations on your beautiful life. Oh, my baby girl, you live till you die. And they'll say, congratulations.
And that new album is Oh My God. It's Kevin Morby, going to be playing at the theater at Ace Hotel in downtown LA on Wednesday night. Thank you again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's 88.5 FM.